you're asking me to be the best in the world. Why, Eddie, why?
But I'm better than you.
My eyes are red out in the back smoking a joint with Van Damme.
You know it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Stevie Jobber.
And it's your boy Dangerous Duke.
And welcome back to the Dangerous Jobbers podcast, putting wrestling over one podcast at a time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a special episode for you. But before we get into that special episode, we had to bring a special guest on for this one. Friend of the show, been here before, and we brought him back again. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and the only Mr. Awesome. How's it going, good sir?
I am good. Thank you for inviting me here tonight. It's going to be fun.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And for the people who don't know and they haven't been able to tell, you should see the thumbnail. But we are doing a War Games team draft. Basically, how we're going to do it is we're all just going to take our time picking people for our War Games team. And then we're going to let the people decide who has the better team and whose team would come out on top in a War Games style match.
Yeah, and I think we decided collectively, Duke, you will be leading the charge in picks.
Yeah, sure. So I will take the first pick, and then I guess we can just go in a circle. It'll be me, then it'll be Stevie, and then Mr. Awesome will get the third pick, and then we'll just keep on going like that.
Mm-hmm. Should we pick captains first? Let's establish this. Are we doing captains first? I feel like that's a decisive thing that could make the rest of my list.
We could do captains first.
All right.
To be clear, it has to be people who are active wrestlers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. They have to be active. Any promotion is on the board. It can be WWE, AEW, MLW, New Japan, any promotion. They just have to be currently active.
Okay.
All right, so my first pick, my team captain, if you will, I'm going with John Moxley.
Why?
It's a War Games match. You need somebody a little crazy. I'm take Moxley. That's it. I'm just leaving it there. I need somebody crazy. In a War Games match, who isn't afraid to do anything, Mox is that guy for me. So I'm taking John Moxley.
Good, tough leader. I like it. Man, okay, so let's see. I guess I'll go with I'm gonna keep this in mind like it's a three-way War Games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with my team captain as Roman Reigns.
Okay.
I have an idea.
Why?
Are you going Roman? What idea?
I have an idea of a refined bloodline.
Okay.
That would stand well against a whatever a team Moxley could come up with. I have to err on the side of intelligent brutality.
Okay. Now, my team captain, you guys made it easy. It's going to be a Shield battle because my team captain is going to be Seth freaking Rollins.
All right.
Gotta love it.
As soon as he said John Moxley, I say, someone's going to pick Roman Reigns or Seth Rollins. I'm going to pick the other one. There you go. You made it easy.
There you go. There you go.
And that really wasn't even the plan. Like, none of us knew. None of us know who we're picking. Obviously. So.
But it's going to turn out fun. I have an idea.
Yeah, it's going to turn out. It's going to turn out a little bit fun. So with my next pick, my second pick, I got a plethora of ways I could go here. But you know what? I'm going to go kind of. We're going to stick it to the same realm. I'm going to go with Samoa Joe. I'm going to take Samoa Joe. Stevie got muscle on his end, so I figured let me just get some on my end as well. I'm gonna take Samoa Joe. I don't know if I might have or not, but I'm gonna just take Samoa Joe.
Okay, I mean, yeah, that's Joe's a good one.
Was that one of your picks?
No, he wasn't. But I think it made my next choice easier.
Okay.
In the continuation of my refined bloodline, you're right. I need somebody that can stand up to a Samoa Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I need a somebody, you know, ruthless. You know, what else is Joe? Durable, big, abnormally agile. I'm gonna go with the Samoan werewolf from MLW, Jacob Fatu.
Okay.
Who's also with the bloodline, sticking with the bloodline.
Yeah.
It's gonna go with the werewolf.
I like that pick.
So these all powerhouses now. You made it hard for me now. I have to really think who's my next in command next to Seth freaking Rollins. And to be honest, the only one that I see that who showcased very good in war games has never been in a war games kind of type that I think of. Maybe he did, maybe he died. He's in AEW currently, and he's going after MJF soon. So I'm talking about Warlow.
That's my second
pick. Okay.
Agile. You can fight both of those two.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
It's a good mix. Yeah. I like Wardlow.
All right.
And Wardlow's been in a war games.
I think he's called. Been in Blood and Guts.
He's been in Blood and Guts.
Blood and Guts.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Where are we going next, Duke?
So I didn't see this as my theme, but for some reason, my next person is another AEW guy. I'm going with another person who can just get in there and mix it up. Doesn't really care who you are. He's going to fight anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a new age man without fear. I'm going to take Darby Allin.
I was thinking about him right there.
I'm going to take Darby Allin as my third pick in a War Games match.
Going with Fearless, I see.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be a highlight, man.
And Darby will be my highlight guy. He'll be the guy that, you know, just uses every weapon, jumps off of everything, and tries to take somebody to the hospital with him.
Man. Okay. That throws me just a little bit. That throws me just a little bit. I can't stay. I don't know that I can stay all the way in the bloodline here. Currently active. Can stand with a Darby Allin. You know what? I think a lot of people. Let me think. Who's good for Darby? They could be connected. I'm going to go to New Japan. I'm going to go to New Japan. And I think I'm going to pick up Tama Tonga. I'm going to call a family friend.
Ooh, still connected.
I'm going to call a family friend in Tama Tonga. Because I think he has more experience that can douse whatever Darby has to throw out. Yeah. He'll follow orders.
I like that pick.
I like Tama Tonga for this.
So
what do you think, Mr. Awesome?
Since we're picking wild cards, and I was thinking about it when he said Darby Allin. That's easy. For Darby Allin, someone super easy. Someone that Seth Rollins has a internet quarrel with. He is one of the top, if not the most technical wrestler in the world today from New Japan. Hopefully he either signs with AEW or NXT or WWE soon, 2024 January, if I'm not mistaken. I'm talking about Will Ospreay. And if you want highlights, you can have a Ospreay and Darby get go at it.
That's a highlight reel. Mm-hmm. And it connects the dots.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we got Ospreay.
Man, good pick. Ospreay was, that's a mess.
Yeah, that kind of throws a monkey wrench.
I thought you were gonna pick that one when you said New Japan. He's gonna pick Ospreay.
Started describing him, I picked up on it. I was like, oh no, he's gonna go with Ospreay. That's a way better pick.
Yeah, that was throws good. A monkey wrench.
Ospreay's good. Me sticking to the bloodline might cost me.
So my next pick, being that it's a War Games match, I'm gonna leave the AEW bubble for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get this guy before somebody else gets him. And fitting that it's a War Games match, I'm getting the child of the man whose idea this was. I'm going to just have to take him. I'm going with Cody Rhodes.
Good pick. Good pick.
He should have been a key, that team captain. That would have been a great pick, actually.
But I love what we did with the Shield thing.
Yeah, I'm going to.
I love what we're doing.
I need the history on my side. He's got his beef with Roman. He's got his beef with Seth. It kind of fits. So, yeah, we're going to take Cody and be happy.
I like Cody. So your team so far, John Moxley,
mm-hmm.
Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Darby Allin. And Cody Rhodes.
Wow. That's a good team.
This is a cohesive team. I'm just thinking about the team chemistry. I'm like, okay, all these people can work well together. Okay, so I think Cody qualifies as a big dog.
Mm-hmm.
I think Will was a big dog. I think I got to go with another big one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with, man. I'm going to call in a favor.
Ring.
I'm going to call in a favor. And I'm going to go to... Man, this doesn't even. I'm going to go with Brock Lesnar.
Oh, shoot.
Oh,
my God.
I might be shooting myself in the foot with chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Oh, okay. At the end, we got to pick a manager for them.
Let's do that. I like this.
At the end, wherever we got to pick like a manager that's still like active or alive. Because again, it could be alive.
I love that. But yeah, I'm gonna go with Brock because I think Brock is the insurance policy. He's my Hulk. Mm-hmm. If all else fails, send Brock.
Okay.
To just wreck shop, and even if he turns, maybe he'll turn at a time when it's convenient for all of us.
What?
You know, if we promise him something in the end, maybe he'll stay loyal enough. I feel like that's about the level of Samoa Joe we're playing with right now.
Okay.
So what do you think, Mr. Awesome? Who you got for Brock? And...
I was thinking about someone like, damn, you throw that wrench, you're like, ooh, who am I going to pick? My team is basically a team that Seth has to bring people that he does not like at all to survive this whole thing. There is one person that Duke sent me a video the other day, a TikTok, talking about the whole experience and everyone going on against Seth. So I'm going to pick another best in the world, and I'm going to pick CM Punk as the fourth member of this team.
Okay.
Oh, we got a lot of sketchy stuff going on. My manager cannot be Paul Heyman.
But what I'm trying to say is, like, I know Will has problems with Seth. Mm-hmm. Even Punk has problems with Seth. Warlow, he's like the big guy.
He's the safeguard.
Yeah.
Oh man, so that's that moment with Warlow and Brett is going to be something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. You know what?
It's your last guy. You got to be real careful about this.
Mm-hmm. I do, and I'm stuck between two people here. I feel like, you know what? Yeah, I gotta do it. My fifth pick is, because I already have the crazy guy. I already have my team captain. I already have my muscle.
Mm-hmm.
I got my megastar. It wouldn't be a team if there isn't somebody on the team who might flip. Or not even if he does flip, he'll still be a solid person to have in there. My fifth and final person, I'm going to go Kevin Owens.
Ooh, Kevin Owens. Nice.
I'm going to take Kevin Owens.
Hmm.
Nice.
It was between him and one other person. I'll divulge who the other person was when this is over.
Okay.
But I'm going with Kevin Owens as my fifth and final pick.
And he has experience on it, though.
And he has experience and he has in a experience. War games match.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got Mox as the leader.
Mm-hmm.
We got Joe's the big man.
Yep.
We got Darby as the highlight reel.
Mm-hmm.
We got Cody as probably as the playmaker.
The playmaker, the glue, however you want to do
the
it.
The glue, yeah, the playmaker, the glue. And then your wild card is Kevin Owens.
Uh-huh.
All right. Who do I got? I got Roman is my big man. Oh, I got Roman as my leader.
Uh-huh.
I got Jacob Fatu is my big man.
Uh-huh.
My highlight, or more my playmaker, is probably Tama Tonga.
Because
uh-huh. My wild card is definitely Brock.
Brock, yeah.
I need somebody in there that's a sniper. You know, this is going to be weird, but I'm going to put myself in a double will they, won't they situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, this is for the Shield. This is to establish who's the best out of the Shield, whatever team wins, at least in bragging rights. We're playing with big guns.
Mm-hmm.
I need all the people I can get. I have to bring back Jay. One time only to defend the bloodline.
Okay.
This isn't about what we got going on. This is about what's going on outside of us.
Okay. You gonna put tag team partners against each other. Look at you.
Who did you pick? Well, because I don't trust Jimmy.
He said Jay. I got Cody.
Think Solo, oh, I don't yeah, think yeah. Solo is, okay. is there. So that's the thing, right? You're playing for one team. Jay's left on the outside. He can come play for Roman.
Okay.
One time only. I think working a smart, aggressive team, everything is filled with a promise. So I think we promise Jay something, we promise Brock something, and then we have our loyal people as Fatu and Tama Tonga. We'll be the guns on the right and the left, watching my back during the match, making sure everyone else plays their part. You know, two on the outside, three on the inside, in kind of a zone. I think that works. What do you think, Mr. Wilson? Where are we going?
I like your team. I like both teams. Like my fifth member, I'm like Duke. I'm thinking of two people, and I'm not sure which one to pick. It's hard. On one side, you have both are great wrestlers, like really great. But I want someone that you can't trust, like at all. Like you put his name and you can't trust that guy.
Okay.
This is the guy I'm putting there, because this is the guy that might get the win for you. By hook or crook, he might get that win. And I'm talking about the current AEW World Champion MJF.
This is a great pick. This is a great pick. Man, that is a great pick. Because over all else, MJF wants nothing more than the win.
And so he'll play ball to win. As I'm looking at his team on paper, it looks like it could be volatile. But if everyone is on the same page,
I think Mr. Awesome probably is the best team.
It looks like it could be
at least in smarts. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking about this I'll pick this one for this one for this.
He definitely has the smartest team out of
everyone. Let's break it down, because he's already led by the architect.
Yeah.
Right? Then you got MJF on the team who only exists to win. Mm-hmm. He only wants to win. So he'll play ball, he'll do whatever he's got to do. You think about CM Punk. I think that's with the bad chemistry, again, somebody that only wants to win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have a team full of people that are there only for the W. The only thing you have to worry about is if Wardlow is going to turn on MJF sooner rather than later.
But Wardlow will want to fight Brock Lesnar to see who's better.
You got to promise. Yeah, you got to promise Wardlow the experience
Of
being Wardlow, in there with some of the best.
Wardlow, Lesnar, and Joe are definitely going to be the three behemoths trying to kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone on the team has somebody they got to keep close to them to make sure they don't go the other way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because even though Jay is on the outside, thinking about this from Roman's point of view, even though Jay's here for a one time only, he's probably the guy I'm going to keep closer to me than anybody else. Mm-hmm. Because Brock is going to be a wild card. Mm-hmm. Maybe Brock will be there just to win. But either way, there'll be chaos and he'll be involved, and maybe that'll get us a win.
Mm-hmm.
But Jay, you have to keep close because you don't know. Seth's going to have to keep Wardlow close because you don't know. Mm-hmm. You got to keep Wardlow away from MJF. Mm-hmm. And I think for you, Mox, you might have to keep Kevin close rather than anybody else.
Yeah.
So all right, so it's manager time.
Manager time.
Who's keeping all these cats together, man?
Mm-hmm. All right, so
because you got a wild array of people.
Yeah, for me, I need someone who can bring a lot of these people together to keep their mind and keep their eye on the prize.
Mm-hmm.
But I also need someone who's not afraid when push comes to shove, that'll punch one of these managers in the face if needed.
A dual player.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with someone who isn't active in the ring, but they're active as a manager. So not one of these part-time in-ring performers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm going to go with somebody who's strictly on a manager basis.
Mm-hmm.
And has experience with at least one of these guys on my team. I'm taking Arn Anderson.
Ooh. And it'll make sense with Cody.
Yeah.
And it'll make sense with Cody.
It was between him and Regal. Or not Regal. It was between him and Sting. But I'm going to go with Arn Anderson.
Yeah.
So manager, with Garvin.
Yeah. So my manager, I'm going to go with Arn Anderson.
I like Arn. I like Arn for your team. I don't know that Mox is going to listen to him, but I like Arn for your team.
He'll have no choice.
Okay, let me think. Yeesh. Okay. We've made a lot of enemies, but we're across a lot of brands. You know, we touch New Japan, MLW. I think Roman in this case needs somebody that's been here a long time, that knows how to win, that knows how to control very many different people at once.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbiased. I need somebody in the situation that doesn't have any ties, so that Roman can run the team and the manager can run the play. For that, I'm going to go to Impact Wrestling.
Ooh.
I'm going to go up high on the chain and get Scott D'Amore.
Ooh, nice. Okay. Team Canada.
Okay.
Team Canada.
Yeah,
he knows how to run factions.
Yeah.
He knows how to run. He knows how to win. Mm-hmm. You know, he's produced some of the best guys under Team Canada. Bobby Roode, Petey Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And he's running Impact all the way back to TNA. He's done good work, man. I think Scott D'Amore could come up with the right game plan. He's got the right aggression to get in there and figure out how to beat these guys. And as long as Roman can keep everybody's attitude under control,
mm-hmm.
it's good work.
Yeah, I like
Mr. Awesome, what you think, man?
I like that. Mine, I don't think he's been a manager, but he's retired already. He kind of has the role as a manager, a big manager, and you'll see why. And it all has to do with war games, specifically the word game. Who else can be the manager for all these five crazy people than a person that's a cerebral assassin himself?
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would pick as the manager for that team, close friends to Seth freaking Rollins, the game, Triple H. There's no one else to pick be a manager for them. And I would love his interaction with CM Punk.
Yeah. You're playing a crazy game.
Yeah, he's you're playing roulette right now. You're like
he's Russian roulette, man.
Uh-huh.
If one of the people on our team turns before one of the people on his team, that sucks.
You know what's crazy? I actually have his manager turning on someone on the team. I could see MJF.
What I see is going to be the ending is going to be either Roman, MJF, Seth will be this. I don't know, something's going to happen with him and Moxley. They're going to be out first. I think at the end, it's going to be MJF and Roman. And Triple H is going to make sure that MJF wins somehow.
I think, you know what? You know what's crazy? I think Roman's graded making sure that a plan goes well enough for him to pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
And he always does best with a side man. I think the way our team loses, if it's not Brock costing us the match, is definitely Roman getting into it with somebody on the other teams and it causing a downfall. I think if Roman and Triple H have a thing, that exact situation could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think Triple H, for the most part, would be mutual. Because, I mean, he's seen the Shield grow up. You know, they were all in NXT. I think he wants to be unbiased at first.
Mm-hmm.
But Seth's like his kid, you know.
Yeah.
But I think if Roman might step on his toes, say something out of line, Triple H might change up that game plan. I mean, he is a natural born heel.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to play the game. What do you think? What do you think is on the line? What do you think is the single thing that needs to happen for your success?
For mine, has to be that Punk has to get along with Seth. They have to get along. Those are the only two. Because Will, I can see him just doing his thing, but Seth and Punk have to work together.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, they have to work together. Either they're united against Cody and eliminate him. Something's gotta go. Like literally, they have to eliminate together someone. And the only one that will be big for them, apart from Roman, will be Cody. If they work together and eliminate Cody.
I think that could break his team. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'll break Cody's the big guy from Duke's team.
Yeah, he's the main guy to take out. Cody is the guy to take out on your team.
Exactly. If you take him out, you take the heart of the team.
For sure. I think mine might be Brock. It could be Brock, it could be Roman.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you break Brock, Roman doesn't care. Like it's kind of par for the course that Brock does his own thing.
You call me crazy. I think
Roman might be the guy.
But I feel like if people from my team start getting taken out, like let's say you take out Cody, you manage to take out Joe, I feel like at some point your guys' two teams would either start arguing with, you know, your respective members, or you guys would argue with each other to the point where that it would just, after our brutality, it would just take you guys out. And then I feel like Darby would be Dolph in a Survivor Series match for my team. He would be the one that's like, oh shit, this guy might be the one to get the pin on everyone and win. I feel like Darby could be that guy.
I think you're banking on
the other team's implosion.
That and the sheer determination of your team.
Well, yeah, because that's all my team is. It's brutality and
power. Exactly.
Like we're gonna
with Darby, with Mox, it's just pure determination.
We're gonna throw ourselves through a wall to get you to go through the wall with us.
I'm not mad at that though.
And then we just need Arn Anderson to keep everybody in line with the game plan. Just kill everyone and hope it works.
kill everyone and look around later,
pretty much.
Arn's gonna come up with a plan, and I feel like at the last minute,
the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's your team name.
Led by the man with the Glock, Arn Anderson.
Suicide Squad.
Oh man. Okay, I think the key for me is just making sure Jay doesn't turn.
Yeah.
I think as long as Jay doesn't turn, we can win this thing.
But if
Jay feels any connection to Cody and has any hesitation to take him out, all is lost. All is lost. Because I feel like Brock is whatever. Brock will probably, and because he has no loyalties, he'll probably get into a situation where somebody just does not want to step up to save him, and he's taking on too many people, and they end up taking him out.
Mine and Mr. Awesome's team just starts wailing on Brock, and your team is just standing in the back like.
I can feel like it being a situation, and it'll be Roman too. It'll be Roman holding everyone like this. It'll be Brock going crazy on everybody in one ring, and everybody ganging up on Brock, and then the other team about to go in to save him, and Roman be like, just let him have it. Just let him have it. Trust me.
I can see that happening though.
It's not worth it. He was sacrificial. He was there to do damage. We'll probably send him out first. We're so bad. We're terrible. Yeah, I think our team is strictly based on Jay not turning.
Yeah.
So you got a Suicide Squad. I got a squad with the Bloodline and a Hulk. I think Mr. Awesome's team is no loyalties. They just have to be determined to win.
Yes.
His team is zero ties.
Zero ties.
It's all they're all enemies with one goal. Yeah. Win.
All enemies with one common goal. Yeah, pretty much. Team supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The enemy and my enemy.
And if there's anyone who's good at leading that, it's Triple H.
Exactly. That's all it has to be Triple H. I was thinking it has to be Triple H.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's the perfect person to just take people that don't get along and be like, let's just freaking win. Let's just forget about all that other stuff and win.
Yeah, man.
He's definitely that guy. All right, this has been great, man. It's been great having you on.
I think we got some good teams. Mr. Awesome, before we sign off, let the people know where they can find you, man.
I am on it. Supposedly every Saturday I'm doing a live. I've been out for like a month and a half. Like, I'm working a lot. So hopefully you'll see me. Just search Mr. Awesome. I'm there. Hopefully on Saturdays, we might have Duke. We might not have him. We don't know. It all depends on the time. Nothing. Thank you both of you to put in vitamins. Fun. It made me think today a lot. And guys, I'm not supposed to think today. It's Sunday.
I know.
It's Monday to Friday. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Look, if you got to think, I got to think too. That's the.
Oh my thing. God!
Yeah, we all had to do a lot of thinking today. Yeah. This is this turned out to be
build a puzzle without people that combine.
Just throw shit to a wall and hope it sticks. Pretty much.
You know what? Whatever it sticks. There you go.
Yeah, but guys, that is the War Games draft episode. Thank you for tuning in. As always, make sure you guys stay up. Make sure you guys stay blessed. And as always, stay dangerous.
People have been asking me to be the best in the world. Why, Eddie, why?